Yes, I think there will be pressure on Serbia, but there's always been pressure on Serbia to recognise, and there's going to be pressure on the five EU member states that haven't recognised. But, you know, the immediate reaction, for example, from the Slovakian government was it wasn't going to change anything, and I think Russia's not going to change its position, China's not going to change its position. You know, the United States is saying, well, look, everyone should now recognize. But it's very interesting that the European Union is now talking about, well, we need dialogue. And I think, to be very honest, you know, the political situation is such that there will need to be some sort of talks between Serbia and Pristina. Once the dust settles, once everyone understands the real significance of this ruling and that it hasn't solved the question of Kosovo's statehood, then I think there is going to be a greater demand and a greater pressure for some sort of political solution which will solve this. And frankly speaking, everyone needs a solution to this issue. Serbia needs it. It needs to move on. It needs to get rid of the question of Kosovo in its politics. Kosovo needs to also solve this issue. To pretend that it's a full member of the international community is complete nonsense. It isn't. It isn't a member of the United Nations. It's denied entry to a whole range of international organizations. If it really wants economic development, social development, political growth, you know, it's going to have to be a full member of the international community, and it's clear it can't do that without Serbia and Russia.